following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production.
The Baseline is back with all new episodes every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Disruption Network. The complete rundown of news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get caught up with fantasy rankings, predictions, league leaders, standings, and more. Join JP and SPG as they bring you original segments like 3 Up, 3 Down, The Haps on the Haps, Tip of the Cap, and The Field Report.
Don't find yourself out of the baseline.
Join the baseline every Sunday night, all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving. Relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at NYVWofRome.com.
Want to know what's going on at the D? Hit up DisruptionNetwork.net and check out our events calendar brought to you by the Events Co. Find out about upcoming guests, special events, concerts, show schedules, community activities, and more. Get connected at DisruptionNetwork.net.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D. DisruptionNetwork.net.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
We're going in for seconds today on EC Radio. Time to get a little funky. Time to laugh your ass off, actually.
I'm excited.
Yeah, baby. We're live on all Disruption Network social media platforms, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, anymore. What's happening, everybody? We're live on Direct. The D is wrapped up into a nice little podcast at DisruptionNetwork.net. Joining me now in the studio, the second guest of the day, internet sensations, paisanos, if you will. They're adding to my percentage of Italian guests on the show, and we're lingering right around 94%.
Really?
Oh, we're in Utica, man.
There you go.
True.
That's
true.
That's we're a beautiful in thing.
The Uncle Louie Variety Show. It's an honor to have you guys here, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. Tony Napoli, my man over here. How are you doing, buddy?
What's going on, man?
It's good to see you. Last time you were here, you brought in Austin Giorgio.
That's right, from The Voice, which they know really well because he tours with us as well.
Yeah. He tours with you a lot. Can you just lower that? Somebody just got the... Yeah, just,
is that us?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Got it. He's listening too much Metallica.
Yeah,
that's right.
Metallica on the way in. Metallica. Yeah.
And he goes, I've listened to Metallica all day. Now I got to listen to the circus music.
That's right.
But it's great to have you guys.
Thank you.
I want to start from the beginning. How did you guys take off to be such a huge internet sensation that you are right now?
Did it start with one video? A lot of luck. We actually started this with the words of the day. Mm-hmm. That everybody loves now, which was very different in the beginning to what it is now.
Yeah, because I used to write it out. We never did videos. I used to just write out a word of the day, Italian broken English word of the day, and then I explain it. I'd write out a sentence so people can try to figure it out. So it was like a puzzle.
And again, this wasn't like on our channel. This was on his personal Facebook.
My personal page.
Had no channels. There was no existence of the Uncle Louie Variety Show. So he would just post it on his normal Facebook. He would share it to me, and then I would, so.
Yeah, and then, when I was out, he says, why don't we do a video and kind of explain it and do this.
Put a voice behind the words. The thing.
Uh-huh. So I'm like, cool, let's do it. And it started out just, we'll do something before we go out and have a beer at the bar, and just for friends and relatives. So it started becoming pretty good. People started seeing it, and we had 256 likes after that.
But honestly, that was after playing at Dolce Vita a couple of times. So the 200 people were generally our friends and family. Yeah. It wasn't like they knew us out like they do now in Chicago, Cleveland, Canada.
Basically,
it was our family.
Then two years ago, we decided, we're going to take a little break because it was really brutal. We did like four different shows and it was tough,
We put our own show on at the Palace.
Just to see what was going on, And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was like, oh, it's stressful. Let's take a few months off. Then I'm sitting there. I'm waiting for my son to get ready for school. And I got on our page. I said, I'm just going to do this little video, And I did the Halloween video, which is my father in Halloween, which is ridiculous.
Explaining how Halloween would be to an Italian guy who doesn't have no idea what's going on.
So I did that. And all of a sudden, ding, 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 ding. We got about 100 and something followers from that.
That day.
Like, all of a sudden, one shot. Within seconds,
Well, think about it. We had 263 for the whole duration of when we had our channel. And in one day, we had 100 new ones. We're like, wait a minute.
You got something.
I call them up going, what did you do?
A little higher than 100, but it was like a pop that was like, boom. Like,
and I go, what did you do? And
it was like a little dark thing, that I did. So I said, let's just do it. We just continue to do these little videos.
And then we just
pretty soon it got to 1,000. Then it got to 2,000. I said, let's do a McDonald's video. Let's do this, some type of videos. And I'll share it to all the Italian groups around the world. So I became a member of 70 Italian groups all over the world.
Really?
Because you can't share page to page before. Part of the group share from your personal page. So I would share to my personal page and go down the list of 70 Italian groups.
Now, for anybody who's sitting out there now thinking, oh, they figured it out. I'm going to do the same thing. Facebook won't even let you get near that anymore. They'll shut you down. Yeah.
So we started. It's all about putting it in front of who. And then all of a sudden, we started exploding. And then certain videos, like we got to 10,000. We got to 15,000 followers. And we were all, can't wait to get to 20 and 25. Yeah. Oh, we thought it was over. And then we hit this one video that I did before work. Okay. And I did this thing, I can't take it.
With the snow?
Freezing. Right. Snow. Yeah. I'm freezing my ass. I'm freezing my ass. That, he calls me up. He goes, what the hell are you doing? I didn't even share it. I did it before work and I went in and it was crazy. It was like maybe.
It got 500,000 in one day. Yeah. Then the next day it went up to 1 million. Yeah. So, and we thought, oh my God, this is going to hit viral. I mean, it's going to go. Yeah. And it just, for some reason, it just stopped. But it was enough where it brought us to that next level.
We pulled it up, and then
Pasqualino
character involved, and then that was.
But honestly, the real thing that really got us moving again, like we said, we didn't know what we were going to do. Even with the videos, we could do videos. But the thing that really got us moving and where we're at now is hooking up with Savannah in Australia. That was the one thing that said, okay, what do we do now? Yeah. You know, once you take that on, going to Australia,
yeah,
you better have a plan. And at that point, we said, we're either in with this
or
shit, get off the pot. And that really brought us into where Tony, because we've worked with Tony 3 years prior, 3 to 4 years prior to Australia.
2015.
And, right. Yeah. And he kept on, earlier. And
right.
He kept on, earlier, right. 13. So he kept on asking us, guys, I can get you shows. And we're like, you know what? You know, we don't know what we're going to do. We tried it before. It really worked us. You know, it got us. You know, it was a hard thing to do, and we didn't want to go through that again. But the minute we agreed to Australia, we're like, listen, if we agree to Australia, how could we not agree to Rochester? You're right. I mean, we're going halfway around the world, so
right.
That's pretty much Australia got us right where we are now. To saying, hey, you know what? Let's put a show together. Let's go on tour. So,
is it to the point where this is your full time job?
Absolutely.
It is
Yeah, it is.
So better.
So Tony has to work. No. We got over 80 shows. We're gonna announce our
new tour starting September.
Yeah, we're gonna announce the name of our new tour. We announced it yesterday. We were on the Wise Guys Jersey show last night. We announced this. So for anybody who missed it, our new tour. I'll let Louis have
our
the honors.
Our new tour is Straight Out of the Basement.
Okay. So Straight Out of the Basement tour 2019-2020. Why does that mean something to us? Obviously, being Italian, living in the basements and all that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's where we're known.
I've been there.
Right. Everybody's been there. We all, yeah. And with us, it means a little bit more, too, because that's where we came from, because we would meet in school. We would write comedy.
And start then videos and do videos.
We would
go basement.
Back to my basement, and we would make videos. So this is strictly Straight Out of the Basement. I mean, this is where we started from, and it means a double meaning with obviously living in the basement as Italians.
Yep.
Love to
absolutely.
Do.
So
did you two grow up together?
Well, from 14 on, yeah.
From 14
yeah.
on?
Yeah, yeah.
Went to
met
school
an
together.
Italian class in Henniger.
Yeah.
So we were ringers for Italian class. It was like, all right, we don't have to study this crap. Let's just write some
Let's
comedy.
Let's write some comedy. So. And we started with our Mr. Freezy.
Yep.
He was our first thing we
Mr.
wrote about.
Freezy.
You know, just,
yeah,
you know, funny stuff. But, yeah, and we've just kind of, never stopped.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that we do, we talk about in the show, is when you have something, when you're passionate about something, doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how ridiculous it might be to other people. If it's something that you believe in, keep doing it, because you never
Absolutely.
Know. You might be 50 years old on tour.
If you got passion.
Right.
And if it's feeding your creative soul,
exactly.
continue on.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
That's kind of a message that we have, and a lot of people listen to it now because we are of that age where people are, like Louis always says, people are winding down thinking, okay, my retirement's coming up. We're starting our career.
You know,
and people are like,
right.
in 10 years, I'm going to be somewhere in Florida, you know. But we're starting this in such... It's such a good feeling.
They give you a good sense of rejuvenation and stuff. What were you guys doing before this, work-wise?
Sales.
Doing sales?
Yeah.
Both of you?
Selling commercial fitness equipment in
sales.
New York.
Yeah.
With a company called Advantage Sport and Fitness. Great company. Yeah. They supported me, too.
They got
you.
Jobs got to support
you. They saw where we were going, and they knew it. My boss was really good about it. He's like, you know, that's fantastic. You know, I wish you the best. And he still called. We still talked to each other.
They couldn't wait till he left.
And I worked with a company called Five Wits, the last place. It's an entertainment company, Five Wits out of Boston. And a friend of ours is pretty high up in the company. So I did that for like 3-4 years. And part-time, but before that, banking and retail. So we've always been in sales from when we were kids. So, yeah, but now, you know, we're full into this.
We're full 100%. Into this. So this has to fly.
Oh, we go bye-bye. No, we'll go back. I'll go back to Five Wits if they take me.
It's just been a lot of fun because it keeps climbing and it keeps going in a direction. I mean, it's been a huge jump in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
We did all of Canada was
fantastic,
unbelievable. You know, there was one place in Canada sold out in 2 weeks. There was over 400 people in the place.
In the Toronto area? It's very
Toronto,
predominant.
Toronto, in the Michigan area.
Guelph.
Guelph.
I never
outside
Guelph
of
exists.
Toronto.
I don't even know how to spell Guelph. And we were sold out Guelph.
Yeah. In
well,
two
no.
Weeks,
what about Leamington?
And
our
Leamington,
first Canadian date
May.
Sold out in 3.5 weeks.
Right.
Wow.
Leamington was amazing. Yeah.
We were
Guelph.
In a place called Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, which mm-hmm. is a border city town to Michigan. Sault Ste. Marie,
and Alaska.
Michigan. Alaska. He calls it Alaska. they didn't know. I mean, I didn't even know that it ever existed. We sold the first show we did over 350
people or so.
Yeah.
2 months later, they had us there again.
Yeah.
With 400. I mean, it was
a bigger room?
Uh-huh.
Was it a bigger room?
Double the size.
Oh, yeah.
700
people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they were like, when are you coming back? I mean, we're like, Well, slow down. We played there twice already. But that's what Canada is such a great place. St. Catharines, we just did sold out.
That's
St.
right.
Catharines was
we could have sold. We sold over 400 tickets.
Because
we could have sold twice the amount, right. But there was no more room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We had people on the sides of the rooms sitting, you know, because it was a dinner show. And then they had people sitting on the sides. And they had extra people.
So Canada has been very comfortable. We've been very blessed in Canada. And the great people we meet there, Windsor. We did Windsor. Great.
Yeah.
A great sold-out show in Windsor. I mean, it's unbelievable. We're blessed. So, you know, like I said, straight out of the basement to do that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, your mind freaking blows up,
man. It's a great story. And after playing these Canadian gigs, I'm sure you couldn't get any sleep after coming down from any of that, huh?
Oh, my God.
It's probably hard to sleep.
And the great thing is, Louis and I have always agreed that we thank all of our fans because they're like family.
Yeah.
So our meet and greets can go for an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
Without it, I mean, most of them average an hour. And then when people say, hey, come out and meet us. You know, when you're in these towns, Canadian towns or small towns, you know, you don't know where to eat. So they tell you, hey, come on. And we hang out with them. We get home at 3 o'clock in the morning to the hotel.
Right.
And we have to be back up in the airport at 6:30 to fly to
we're
another
exhausted,
place. But we do it.
We
fall asleep in airports.
You know those people spend a lot of money
exactly.
to come and see us.
Yep,
we want to make sure we give them a killer show.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a fun, though.
It's a
we
blast.
Talk to them.
The
we get to know their families.
All come out because they see the show. They relate to it. And then they come. And the meet and greets are so long because the stories come out. Oh, I remember when you remind me of this, bro.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
Yep.
And
I haven't heard that word in 20 years. My grandfather used to say that. My grandmother used to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that same thing happened to me, what you guys talk about. So it just brings out these memories that, have been dormant, I guess.
Yeah, and that's the feeling that I get when I watch your videos, too. Same thing. I can picture my grandmother yelling at me or my grandfather yelling at me.
You know, getting hit by the spoon, getting thrown a shoe at it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's, you know, that feeling's come back. And it's just the best job in the world, man.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, this is a work day to have a beer in my mouth.
But I got to tell you,
are you kidding
me? I want to say one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
People come to the show because of their videos.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's the show that makes them who they are.
Yeah, it's totally different.
The show... There's not basically no footage other than songs on the internet on purpose because we want everybody to see, you know, the punchlines. We want them to experience them for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Their show is way better than any videos. I think their videos are stupid, but that's me.
He put all his money into us.
That's right.
They think he's stupid. But no, but honestly, it is a dis.
Is our number one fan right there?
Yeah. You know, we can't. Yeah, really. The videos that we do, it doesn't really show what the show does, but at the same time, it also makes people walk in there thinking one thing, and they walk out going, "Oh my God, I expected A, and I got A through Z," and then they tell everybody about it and go, you know. So we're trying to make it a nice even flow, what the channel shows and what we are for real.
Yeah.
And we're still working on that.
Yeah,
you know, what
you
we are is a dual,
it.
You know, comedy, you know?
Yeah, it gives you a glimpse into the experience you're going to have.
Yeah.
There's just a little taste. There's a taste on those videos on YouTube and everything else. But when you go onto the and you see us on stage, it's like, I never expected that.
Right.
That's what that's what we wanted. You know, so
that's crazy going from selling gym equipment to putting together a variety show. I mean, talk about doing a 180.
Yeah, but we've been doing this forever. So you guys, you know, they've seen us for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But like we said, since we were 14, we've always putting stuff together, writing short movies or doing a cable access show. We did all that.
Yeah.
So when this time came, we were prepared.
I got you.
Yeah.
We were prepared with material. We were prepared.
Always into video. Always into trying to put something together. And when you put a presentation together, I mean, here's the thing. To get on stage and put a full show together, you've got to make sure that you're visualizing like the person sitting out there.
Right.
Not like you are, because they might not get anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole thing. It comes pretty... I don't want to say it comes easy, like, oh, it's so easy. It's not.
No.
It's hard work. But there's some things
but
that we do on stage
known
and we
each
go,
other.
You know, I don't see that when I'm out here.
Right.
We see that when we're on stage.
Right.
So it's visualizing it as the person sitting there watching you. That's how you put that production together.
I got you.
We play to our strengths. We know what they are. And we know what we want. As a viewer, I know what I want to see. He knows what he wants to see. We don't want to see any dead time. We don't want to see things that make us. I mean, we do stuff that takes seconds that people don't have a clue, and we're like, I didn't like that. That felt very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Let's get rid of it. And no one had a clue because, you know, we're like, that was too much time. You turned around. Don't turn around anymore. Okay. I mean, it's crazy.
Long,
you know,
I don't like it. There's a little lag.
Right.
Where the audience
has no clue.
They have no idea. They thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. And we're thinking just that one little half a second.
You got to tighten it up.
Make a bigger laugh or make
it. Or just not, it doesn't belong there and we get rid of it. And, sometimes it works. Sometimes it's like, oh, I liked it better. But that's what we do. We constantly are changing.
That's good.
Constantly are looking at us like going, we're not good at all. What can we make better?
Yeah.
And that's how we look. The minute we say we're great, you're probably done. I mean,
that will never happen.
Right. Because we're always yelling at each other.
Because they're not.
Ending. This is the end of the Fat Coffee Tour.
Shut up, Tony.
We have two, three shows left, hopefully four.
Or five.
And, or five. And we're still tweaking it.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to end up. Up to the
you're going to be tweaking for the rest of your career.
Yeah.
You will.
Every tour, right.
But that's the fun about it, though. Uh-huh. You know, you get that one thing and you go, okay, here, this one got this huge laugh. This one was a chuckle. What did we do different over here? And then we hit it and we moved forward with it. And it's the same thing for every detail of that.
And you have to, and the funny thing is, we learned because we haven't done this for the, you know, a year and a half. Certain cities are different.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What works in one town, one joke, might not work in the next town, but something else just hit that didn't work out. So you have to kind of balance out, like, everything's not apples to apples. Mm-hmm. So you have to take out what in each city. Because you can walk around and go, that was horrible. But they like this and they like that. Everything's different. So we had to learn that as well. Every town, some people might be more Sicilian than Calabrese. And some towns are more Napoletano than Barese. You know,
some of them understand more Italian. Some
exactly.
Of them don't.
So you have
we
to
tweak
learn.
The show based on that.
You have to learn how, what the crowd is. So we go outside.
On the fly.
We go out there going, hey, how many people are here from boom, boom, boom. We're actually doing that for ourselves to know what jokes are going to hit, what to pass up on, and what to hit on.
Well, you do market research.
Exactly, because it's totally
our market
different.
Research is trial and error.
Trial and error.
It is. That's our there's no market research on Italian people. It's just
what
not.
They didn't laugh at and what they did laugh at.
Yeah, right. what they're going to get offended by.
Exactly, and offended right
now. But we want to make sure that everybody, it doesn't matter where you come from in Italy, you're all Italian.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, all one family. Heart. Mm-hmm. You know, one family. So.
And that doesn't even mean Italian. Everybody comes to our shows.
Yeah.
You don't have to be Italian. You don't have to. We have Portuguese. We have Asian. People, because we relate.
African American. We've had so many different cultures. And because
everybody gets something.
Always ask them, what did you think of the show? You know, and they're like,
oh my God, you reminded me of my aunt.
I laughed so hard. And they're not even, I'm not Italian, but I could tell that attitude. Right. My uncle had that attitude, or there was something, you know. And so we did a show in Timmins, Canada. Okay. There were 30 Italians there.
Literally.
30. Roughly 29, 30 Italians.
And there was about 150 people in this place.
Yeah, rest were French Canadian. Standing ovation. They loved it.
They loved
Everybody came in like, I'm not Italian. Same thing. I'm not Italian. I loved the show. It was fantastic.
We can relate.
Thank God, because I was sweating. We did that in the beginning. Hey, how many Siciliani? How many Calabrese?
Nothing.
It was like nothing in there. I said, how many Italians? And I see like 30. I'm like counting. I go, oh my God.
So at that moment,
if
we're like,
count how many Italians.
Okay,
I'm in trouble.
So we're going to really have to work this room. And we did exactly what we do, and they loved it.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to really tell people is, you know, you might think, oh, I'm not Italian, so I'm not going to enjoy this show. Absolutely not. There's something for everybody. Absolutely, something for everybody.
Are you guys first immigrant? First generation?
I'm actually from Italy.
You're from Italy.
I was
born
in
there.
Italy. Yes,
yeah?
I'm
born here.
So you're born here. But are your parents immigrants?
My parents are from Italy. Yeah,
they are. So you're first generation immigrant. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a poor old immigrant.
Are you?
I love it.
When did you come to the United States?
I came here in 1972. Was my older brother, myself, my parents. And before we moved from Italy, we actually lived in Germany for 3 years. A lot of people immigrate to Germany because it's closer. They don't have to leave Europe. Because once you go overseas, you're there. You know. So we had some family in America. Germany didn't work out, so we came here in 1972. I was 5 years old. And best thing that ever happened, man. I mean.
You guys live in Syracuse, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Still reside.
Still reside there. And, love Syracuse. We were there, like I said, 2 weeks ago. The city came out for us.
Our hometown came out, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Droves. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Syracuse, awesome people. I mean,
they're doing good things at the Palace, too.
Yeah.
Palace is a beautiful. We started, We started Dolce Vita, but the Palace is like home to us because he gave us the first shot there to open up for the Bad Boys, of which you guys will be talking about, I believe, the Bad Boys tour.
Yep. June 8th.
So he gave us the first shot opening up for them. Mm-hmm. And we just made, you know, full circle back. And a year later, he goes, guys, if you guys keep this up, in a year from now, you'll have your own show here. And sure enough, a year later, we had our own show. And 3 years later, we were back.
Now we have about 200 in a couple of years.
That's good, though. We're done. That's a good thing. They got you busy, huh, Tony?
Very busy.
Tony's busy.
Yeah.
Tony's got everything on.
He better be busy.
Yeah.
80. Five more shows before September, too.
I know. That's right. Tony's got Utica on lock, right?
Yeah, he does. I told him he looks like a young Luca Brasi, right, Tony?
That's right. Thanks for the compliment.
No. Either that, or he could be like a young Dominic DiNucci, one of the two.
Dominic DiNucci, wrestler.
Anyways,
God, I remember.
So the
that.
Nice thing also with our show is a lot of people, you know, we do so many different things, calling variety, mm-hmm. the stand up, the skits, but we also do music.
Yeah. Now, were you guys playing in bands before growing up and kids, just
garage bands, basement bands, stuff like that?
Yeah.
I mean, music's always been part of our lives.
I asked my dad, I go, can I play the guitar? He said, you can play the accordion. That's it.
There was no...
That's what I got. Yeah. And I got my saxophone. I got saxophone with my uncle.
I remember my first time, I was at school. It was in middle school, Grant Middle School. I didn't play any instruments, and I had a friend of mine, and he said, oh, my brother's selling his guitar, acoustic guitar. I go, how much? He goes, $5. I didn't play guitar, but I always wanted to play guitar. I said, I'll buy it. So I got $5. The next day I went to school. I had my $5. And he gave me the guitar in a garbage bag. And I was walking home with it. I got home with it. And I would sit in my house while after dinner or before dinner. I just, you know, just whatever. You know, just. And my father finally just says, Finiscila, stop. I go, what? Well, he goes, you're going to do two things. You pick. He goes, one, you're going to take lessons, or two, you're going to throw that damn thing away. What do you want? So I took lessons, of course. And that's how it started. I just kept annoying my father until he paid for lessons. So, but, that's something that, my father always wanted us to do, because my son now takes clarinet and his son plays bass and all that. Mm-hmm. And my father's very proud of that. You know, and he told my son the other day, he goes, keep up playing the clarinet, because one day you can be like your dad on stage. And he never said that. He's never said that. So I'm like, it's catching on, Dad. Yeah. The minute my dad knew I was making money on this, he approved of my job, you know? As long as you're making money, my dad was happy with it.
Yes.
But that's the old side, Italians.
Yeah, old school.
Make some money,
right.
Have a job, mm-hmm. and everything else, don't worry about it. Just make some money for your family.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
were your parents musical at all?
My mother, no.
No?
She's, every mother sings in the kitchen, right? I mean, everybody.
My father used to play the accordion. He played a little bit, but he would play, like, Feelings on the accordion. Just
over and over, was it? Was it over and over?
Brutal. Like an hour and a half of Feelings.
Did he sing it or just play it?
No, just tried to play. It was bad.
He hurt your feelings.
He hurt your feelings?
He hurt more than that.
He hurt your feelings.
All the cats would come around. The dogs would twist their heads.
It's my audience. No. Bad. No, there was no, there's no, my mother is very funny. My mother, I mean, now she's 82 years old and still, but my mom was very comical. She had, my dad, you don't mess around with my dad.
Yeah.
There's nothing funny old about school. My dad.
Yeah. Give you a scarf, right?
That's it. I mean, he just, he wants his soccer, he wants to work, and he wants his food, uh-huh. and he goes to sleep. That's it. Very easy, right?
Yeah.
Very easy. Comedy, but my mother, she always kept it fun. She always kept it fun in my house. So I don't know about your parents. Your father was.
Yeah, my father was a jokester. Yeah. He was a lot of funny shit that, some of the stuff he didn't even know was funny. So my cousins came over and we all sat around and just laughed like, what the hell is he saying? And no, my mother was always been like the heart and soul in the to push me in the direction of the dream,
Mm-hmm.
So she was, without my mother, forget it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be
Mama's
her,
boy.
That's right.
Proud of it. We're proud of it. Mama kill us.
Now, some of these characters that you do, like Pascolino. And Uncle Louie, are these like family relatives that you're making fun of mimicking?
Well,
or are you just taking a little piece?
Because his is more, mine is really made up.
Made up.
I have a lot more people drawn into mine and fake people. Mm. I'm a very big Jerry Lewis fan. So I'm more animated. Like I want that crazy nutty professor kind of shit. You know?
Yeah, and you want to bang your cousin?
Yeah, yeah, bang my cousin. But no.
Well, Jerry Lee Lewis, right?
Jerry Lewis, not Jerry.
Oh,
Lee Lewis.
I gotcha.
Jerry Lewis, Dean and Jerry. You know, so bang my cousin.
I got Dean Martin, Martin and Lewis. I gotcha.
It's like we just want West Virginia on your ass.
Alabama.
So Pasqualino is more like a crazy uncle that. If you really have an uncle like that, you're in trouble. Because he's like, you can't see, you can't hear. Yeah. He says shit that you don't want to hear.
He's a crazy off-the-wall character, and it's hilarious.
High maintenance.
He's just a kind of combination of just craziness in a little Italian body, where he'll explain. Yeah. His is more of a real
Mine's
person.
More of a, like an authentic Central New York Italian, because that's what people say. You are like my dad. Right. You are like this. So we had to create, you know, we had Uncle Louie, you know, he's everybody's
he's real
draw.
Yep. Right.
And then you have the crazy characters, you know, like you got Pasqualino. We had to make an off-the-wall character, just hilarious, you know, just crazy, you know, runs around with his pants off right. down the street.
Because
why
he thinks it's a
that?
Dance off, yeah. but he heard pants off.
Right.
So you never know where
he thought
it
was
know.
Normal. Just right. little things like that. And all these characters evolve from the beginning to what they are now.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then we have a couple of new characters we're bringing on, the women.
The Zias okay. have to come on.
And keep
Zia?
In mind, like we said before, there is no making... The whole thing about this is it wasn't making fun
no.
of the Italian people,
right.
and the Italians who can't speak English.
More like celebrating.
It's
celebrating,
our life. We're celebrating
how we grew
yeah.
up and
right.
what you, the things that we heard as kids.
I get it.
You know? And because some people say, oh, you know... Well, very few people
very
now
few, very
because
few.
They understand what's going yeah, on. And they'll right. be like, oh, you know, you're a disgrace to the Italian... People, I said, no, you got to understand what the heart is here. You know, we're proud of where we came from. We're proud of my nonu and nonu who didn't speak any English, came over here, built a right. great life for all of us. But all we wanted to do was kind of bring this character in and kind of let you guys hear, like, oh, that sounded like my nonu. I don't have him in my life anymore.
Right.
But that sounds like my tio. That sounds like my nonu. Mm. And it brings back all those memories of growing up Italian. That's what we do.
Because think about it. When you can visualize your family... In us, now we become part of that family. And we have a huge family now. Because they don't only see Uncle Louie or Pasqualino. They see their Zio Piero or their uncle. You know what I mean? They see their family and they get reminded by us. And we do the same thing because we remember his father. I mean, oh my God, he's passed 5 years, 6 years?
Five years.
But because we do this, it's like he's always with us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it also helps us, you know? So it's a cool thing.
Yeah. It's great to celebrate where you come from. And
oh, absolutely. I can't forget, man.
And we're bringing in the women now. We got Sia Maria and Sia Rosa. It's unbelievable. They look just like us.
Weird. They resemble us so much. But
same haircuts, too?
No, the hair is very bling.
Yeah.
You don't mess around with a Zia's hair.
Yeah, they'll be coming out within the next couple of weeks. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah,
we'll show you photos after we're done.
All right.
We'll show you photos.
I like it.
But speaking about the Nonas and Zias, you want to do a song? We got the accordion here.
Yeah.
You want to do a song?
Of course.
You might want to talk about what this song... You got the accordion. What
Someone
do you want to do?
With Nonna?
Actually, before you get into the song, the boys
you
at the
break?
The boys oh. No, the boys at the pizza box want to know how you like the pizza.
Absolutely, pizza box is it?
The pizza box.
Pizza absolutely is the coolest thing when we opened it up and it was half tomato
best
pie.
Best tomato pie.
Ingenious, man.
That's delicious.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It looked
I just
beautiful.
Slammed three pieces and
he
I
did.
Know my girl is online. She's gonna be like, oh, see.
But we brought
you
cake.
Stopped.
You
Tell
did.
Me,
you
we
brought cake.
Cake. She should
we
be
brought cake.
We brought cake.
We brought cake.
We didn't
here.
Eat it all in the car. Yeah.
Typical Italian fashion. You never come empty handed.
What did
right?
I bring?
Right.
I brought rum and coke.
Rum and coke and tiramisu. I'm going on tour with you guys.
Oh yeah, you will be drunk.
So this one. This is one for the people who understand Italian. So
it's kind of like when we were young and you'd be dating, right? And you think you found the one, the girl. And you bring her home to meet a nonna, your grandmother, a mamma. And there's that face that they make. And I know this is radio. They have that
We're streaming live, too.
Oh, okay.
You
they
can
have
see
that,
the cameras.
What is that face, Lou, that when they see the girl, it's like they smelled something rotten in the air. It's like
something bad that's been behind the refrigerator for 5 months.
Aputz. That's how they look at her.
Yeah.
And they look at you and go, in Italian, they go, ti piace. You like it, this one? You like it, this one? And you think she's the one, but they don't. So we wrote this song that explains a little bit about that.
I met a Maria who was crazy for me. That's what I thought from the start.
shining so bright like the stars in the night. That's when she captured my heart. When mine on the matter, I should have known better. She saw right through her disguise. The girl of my dreams was a nightmare. It seemed she was playing with four other guys. She's a puttana lorda fetusa, non potene delle gambe chiusa, che molivo de gale e chiusa tu, puttana lorda fetusa. She's a puttana lorda fetusa, non potene delle gambe chiusa, che molivo de gale e chiusa tu, puttana lorda fetusa. I met Antonella e la donna bella, she put the clouds at my feet. Sweet as can be, as she mesmerized me, so I took her to Nonna's to eat. Nonna said I refused to feed this fetusa, this house she no belong. The girl... Let's do that one more time. You right? Man Antonella e la donna bella, she put the clouds at my feet. Sweet as can be, as she mesmerized me, so I took her to Nonna's to eat. Nonna said I refused to feed this fetusa, this house she not belong. She knew Antonella just loved all the fellas, till all their money was gone.
Ooh,
she knew it. She's a puttana lorda vedusa, non potere delle gambe chiusa, can't believe the girl he chose. Puttana lorda vedusa. She's a puttana lorda vedusa, non potere delle gambe chiusa, can't believe the girl he chose. Puttana lorda vedusa. Why don't you get a good nice girl e basta costisci money? Oh, ma che cazzo, mi sta fanno pazzo, no, bring a schifosa to me. I met Angelina at Josie's Cantina, my heart beating out of my chest. Thought she was the one, we had so much fun, Nonna would say she's the best. But when they met, I will never forget, Nonna said, e più sporca ancora. She took my girlfriend with the strength of 10 men, and she threw her outside Cuculu Fora.
Oh, she did it!
She's a puttana lorda vedusa, non potere di legami chiusa, can't believe the gale chiusa, tu, puttana lorda vedusa. She's a puttana lorda vedusa, non potere di legami chiusa, can't believe the gale chiusa, tu, puttana lorda vedusa. I met Mariella, she sang a cappella. Aww. My heart would melt from the sound. But in my head were the words Nonna said, so I never brought her around. When Nonna said bring her to our Sunday dinner, thinking that this was the end. When she met Mariella, she said, ma che bella, finally you got a nice and cool friend.
Yay!
Not a puttana lorda vedusa, non potere di legami chiusa, can't believe the gale you choose. Tu, puttana lorda vedusa, not a puttana lorda vedusa, non potere di legami chiusa, can't believe the gale you choose. Tu, puttana lorda vedusa, I can't believe the gale you choose. Puttana lorda vedusa.
Woo! I just gotta let you know my mom is in tears right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Puttana lorda vedusa.
Dirty little whore, you yeah. little dirty,
yep.
dirty stinky.
She did not
whore.
Like her.
She didn't like her.
Nonna
at all.
Did not like her. No. Look at the pride on Tony's face. The beautiful
That's
pride.
So stupid. You guys are dumb, man. The thing is this. The thing is this.
No, that was so we do a lot of the music on the shows.
How long did it take you to write that one?
Oh my God,
a minute and a half.
we just wrote a song in the car coming from Jersey to here. So we wrote about 45% of a song in what, 2 hours? So generally he has songs in the middle of the night. He'll have an idea that we'll talk about throughout the day. He'll go home, he can't sleep. Yeah. And about 3 in the morning, he calls me. 3 in the morning, yes, I said it. And he goes, car, I have the song.
Me nuts when I have an idea, and he's like, "All right, cool, let's just work on it tomorrow." And it, I can't. If it's in my
morning.
Head and I got things going and there's a melody, if I lose it, it's gone. So I know.
I say, tape it, call me at 8 o'clock.
I'm writing it, and then I give him a call. Right? I said, look, check this out, you know? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, you always like,
just record it and call me in the morning.
Like, right. You know, you can't wait. You're excited, you know?
No, so, it's true, though. That's what we've been doing forever, though. Uh-huh. You know, he'll come up with something, or I'll come up with something. We have to text. We have to go, you know, in the middle of something, we'll be some, oh, Pasqualino on the driving course. Or he'll come up. Whenever you have the thought, we just say it so we don't forget it.
Pasqualino was a weird thought. I mean, I was watching TV, and this was all like the Uncle Louie thing was going, and everything was driving. I said, we need to get you a character. So, you know, and this was just, it was just Uncle Louie for like a few months. And then I hear this noise behind me, is in my kitchen. I turn around, and something must have fell or whatever. I look over, and there's a countertop.
His okay? island, yeah.
And I go, oh, my God. I just started laughing. Right there, I pictured this head, you know, a short Italian guy, just a head above the countertop, just bitching, right? I'm like, this is it. I call him up. I said, I got it.
He goes, come up with right something.
And come up with a crazy outfit.
We had no idea what it was going to look like, right?
Right. I said, we'll figure it out. And the first sketch we did with Pasqualino, he's a lot different. He was like a little kind of meaner.
Like my father.
Yeah, he was kind of meaner. And I said, you know, and after the sketch, it was a funny sketch. It was a funny sketch, but I'm like, we need a different dynamic for the thing. We need somebody crazy, you know? So what he wore, I said, you just got to match. Yeah. We just got to match that.
And it evolved like anything else. It started off, like he said, more like go to work, bring home the money, stop messing around with all this shit.
Protein
you know,
powder
stuff.
Video. It's
go
hilarious.
To work like
go
a real person and bring home some money. That's how it kind of started with. And it kind of, and then it went into like hard of hearing, can't see, screws everything up. But it needed that because Uncle Louie is so real.
Yeah.
Even though it's crazy, right. By himself, Uncle Louie's over the top.
Right.
But Pasqualino makes him actually brings him back
look
down.
Look normal.
Right.
You know?
And you need
because
that.
Because he's nuts. Pasqualino's crazy.
You always have to have a straight guy when you're doing this.
Uh-huh.
And you have to know when you do it. If you have two crazy people going at it, it doesn't work the same.
Yeah, it's different.
It's like, you know, like any team, any comedy team, there's always a straight guy, and then there's a crazy guy.
Yeah.
So you have to mix and match.
Good
that's
cop,
why we
bad
have
cop.
Carlo with Uncle Louie, and we have Lou with Pasqualino.
Because you always
and
have
now
to have
we're
that.
Gonna figure out what we're gonna do with the women.
Now the women are different because sisters, they always together. So we have to make it a part where nobody's crazier than the other. It's just a very different, different people. So, but we're working on that, and we never want to throw something out there when we're not 100%.
Yeah, so
into
we're still
it.
Working on the personalities, which are going to be real. People are going to definitely relate to the personalities of the women.
Uh-huh.
So,
Tony, you look so bored. You want to say something?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm actually enjoying.
Okay. I know we have tour. We have a lot of tour stuff that maybe Tony.
No. This is great. I'm a regular here with Z.
I just want to make sure you're
We're good. We're great.
See,
that's
we
my
take
tag
care
team
of Tony.
Partner.
We take care of him.
Oh, yeah.
We just spent the last hour ripping apart
the whole
How are we looking in ticket sales for Utica?
Oh, it's getting personal now.
It's going to get up there. We're going to do
beautiful.
And that's at September 20th. That's at Danielle's, right?
Correct.
That's
it's our second time in Utica.
Not at the Stanley.
It has to be at the Stanley next time.
Not at the Stanley.
We're going
to
make it happen. You know people
now,
at the Stanley.
Danielle's?
I love the Stanley. I have a lot of great relationships. I was there earlier with Linda and Lisa and Gina.
Keep talking about the Stanley. Sure.
And
we're not playing it.
Next year.
What are we going to do about Steve? That's the only thing I don't like about the Stanley, Steve.
You want to get rid of
the
Steve?
The box office guy. Yeah. We're going to get rid of Steve.
You've had a feud with Steve
I think
for
I know
a while.
Some people
I'm sure
he'll
be on watching the show.
Yeah.
So.
You've had a feud with him for a while.
That's right. That's right.
Where are we playing in Utica?
At Danielle's.
Danielle's the same place?
No. It's the other one was a banquet hall. We're doing it now with right at.
You do it right here at Valley View?
Correct. At Valley
right
View.
So it's right up the street.
Yeah.
Right
here. So it's still called
course.
Danielle's?
Correct.
In Valley View.
Amazing food, by the way.
Yeah, very good food.
Amazing
good food.
Food, yeah. That's the one thing
we love Jeff. Jeff is a great guy.
Yeah, do they make sandwiches there?
Nice they make, they do. Actually, they have a great steak sandwich with prime rib.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll try to lead it to another song.
No, I'm not going to do that song.
That's the one thing we don't slack around here is food.
Oh,
you
for sure.
You guys, you guys do your food.
I love Utica
even
food.
You people from Syracuse try to steal our shit.
We'll take your Utica greens.
You do.
We just eat it.
Well, I work at, I often do the Italian Fest in Syracuse, do production and stuff like that. And I noticed when I look at all the vendors, it's Utica Chicken Riggies and Utica Greens and Utica Half Moons.
You should be proud of that, though.
100%.
Right.
I love that.
Right.
I love that. But don't you Syracuse people try to steal it from us?
No, we don't know.
Yeah, well, there was an article in
Syracuse.com
recently. If we stole
it from you, we would say Syracuse Greens.
Yes,
Syracuse, right?
So we
wouldn't say Utica.
Promoting Utica. Exactly.
There was an article in
Syracuse. I love Utica, man. You guys are like the little dog that feels like you're
Yeah. Hey, Spike. Hey, Spike.
Right?
Hey, Spike.
Yeah, that's Utica. Like, fuck you, man.
It's so true, dude. It's so true. I love that. We are that. We are that little dog. You're
right.
Well, recently at Syracuse.com, they were posting up something about all the great food that has come out of the Central New York region and stuff like that. And they mentioned Chicken Riggies, but no Utica blurb in it whatsoever. So that kind of lit some panties on fire around here in Utica. Like, hey, what Syracuse is trying to claim that? And then, you know, plus we have the Utica Comets and Syracuse Crunch rivalry.
Yeah,
so,
you got that. You know,
we are like your little brother, your little cousin
this
and stuff
like
that.
This is Utica's a great city. We've, you know, our show here was unbelievable.
Cannot wait to come back, right?
I just can't wait to get back. Beautiful people.
Well, so many people in this town relate to what you guys are doing. And like you doing Uncle Louie reminds me of my Uncle Benny.
Absolutely.
You know, it just totally, the stuff that comes out of your mouth. It's hilarious, some of the shit that comes out of your mouth. And it triggers a memory or it triggers a flashback or something.
Yeah,
and you guys hear that all the time. But, you know, you're leaving a mark on people, and it shows. So
that's awesome.
Keep up the great work,
awesome.
Fellas.
Thank you. We will, you know, Utica is something that we've talked about before, and then we came and played here, and all the great people we've met, and can't wait to come back. Hopefully, after the Daniela's, we can do the Stanley.
Yeah, so, we're going to make that happen. I think you'll kill it.
We love the most is being able to connect wherever we go, and everybody who watches us on Facebook, we connect people from all different parts. I mean, we got Canada, Canadians, we got Australians, we got people in the U.K.,
yep.
That actually connect with people here in New York.
We had somebody in Japan.
In the States.
Vietnam.
And have now become friends through the show.
Is that crazy?
Isn't that amazing?
It's nuts.
Same
so it's beautiful.
Same
it's
here with
thing.
Like this podcast. I've got like thousands of downloads in Japan. I don't know anybody in Japan.
Right.
Why are you listening to my show? How do you relate to Central
Who
New
cares?
York? Who cares? right. But it just baffles me. It blows me away. But it's also a humbling experience as well, too.
Absolutely.
To think like these people internationally are checking out what I'm doing. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It's a pretty cool feeling.
It's if like we always said, you know, we kept doing this and kept doing this, and the internet is such an amazing. I mean,
it really is.
It's a scary place.
Yeah.
But it's so amazing. Yeah. Like I remember years and years ago, somebody said, in the future, everybody will have their own shows. I don't know. I forgot who said that, but it's so true. Now you can have your own. You can just turn on your camera and have a show.
Sure.
And it's cool because everybody can be creative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we as kids, we were creative. You know, so now there's a platform for that. So we love that whole. We don't understand social media 100%, but we're trying.
None
like
of
Instagram
us
is so confusing us. We have like he just found out we had a Twitter account. We've had it for 3 years.
You got Instagram too. I was just on Instagram.
We've had it for 3 years.
No Instagram. Twitter.
Do we have Twitter? Yeah. No, I don't know what we're doing
we
on Twitter.
We should be using that.
But we have no idea what we're doing on Twitter.
I don't know how to twit.
We are a bunch of twits.
Yeah.
We have no idea what we're doing on Twitter, but we have one. Because you have to.
We're all a bunch of twits.
We're on Grindr. Are we on Grindr? No.
Plenty of fish?
We all the social. That's what I tell my wife. Honey, it's social media. I need to be on these things. No, social media has just opened up so many avenues for a lot of people.
It's amazing.
You know, so we're part of it,
there's so many. There's millions of people that have some great ideas, and there's a lot of comedians out there. It's really not the idea. It's how you present that to that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing. You're looking in the crowd. How are you going to bring that idea to life for that person sitting in the chair? The idea might be great, but you got to learn how to bring it to that person.
Yep.
Once you do that, now you got something special and you can move forward, you know.
Like he was saying, everybody, the attendant experience, we all had the same experiences. So if we all tell the same story, okay, but it's like you said, how do you tell that story? Because we have the similar stuff. Downstairs, basement, cooking, blah. We all experience that. How do we bring that out to make it new for someone to listen to?
Indeed.
You know? Right. So that's, hopefully we do that in a different way to someone else, you know? So we're not doing all the same material. You know what I mean? Even though it is the same material.
Right?
I mean, it is. Right?
Yeah, that's why I don't even watch. I don't watch stand-up anymore.
You can't.
Nah.
Because, no, because you don't want to steal something.
Did you watch this? Did you watch Maniscalco? Did you watch this? I saw some sketches of Maniscalco when he first came out, you know, and it was hilarious, funny, And then I did the new one came on HBO, the new one, last year's one.
Oh.
Right? And he goes, oh, you think you biggie shot? I went, can't use that. I shut off the TV.
Well,
that was
can.
My thing. Biggie shot the kid in the liquor. That's what my uncle used to say all the time.
Yeah, son.
But I feel like I don't want to do that. I can't because people are going to look at me and I'm not a Maniscalco, you know, but they're going to say, oh, he took it from Maniscalco. I don't want that. That's why I can't even watch it anymore.
I mean, they might say it anyways, but you'd be like, I never saw it.
Yeah. I'll watch like Bill Burr and those guys. Something's not Italian. I would never use that, you know, just hilarious. But anything Italian, I don't watch the stand-ups. I can't because if I formulate something in my head and it's kind of the same or
you can't use it.
Yeah, I can't use it. So even though he might have done it, I didn't hear it. And I did it. I know for a fact, for me,
it didn't bleed into your head because you saw something.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and that's what you want to stay away from is things bleeding into your head. You don't do it on purpose, but you know, you might hear something and triggers a joke out of your own, but it's from them.
Oh, you're right.
So you just kind of stop.
Uh-huh.
But people always say, oh, you guys followed. We did until we're in the same business. Now we have to like watch out what your material comes from.
Yeah.
Because it is so similar. Everybody has the same experience. Yeah. I mean, everybody.
So, Brett tried to bring a lot of different angles to it. It's not the same old Italian thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. I come from my angle is growing up with parents that don't speak English, which is totally different from him because his parents spoke English. So my view on growing up Italian is totally different from how he grew up. You know, 7 years old, what I used to do as a kid, he never had to do. I mean, to the same extent. So my comedy comes from a whole different place, even though we're both Italian and both have similar situations. I come from that end, where he comes from more of a father that spoke broken English and got himself in trouble his own, and he had to bail himself out of it, where I had to be the voice of my parents.
Yeah.
And we have to attack it in a different way, because we have not only we do sketches on stage, we put on a play. We do sketches, we do stand-up, we do music. There's all. That's why we call it the variety show. Yeah.
It's like a vaudeville type of thing.
Absolutely. It's all aspects of the show is on there. I love the old Dean Martin show.
Oh, God, grew
up
with that stuff.
That was a true variety. I mean, he had everything, and he used to break up in character. And that was the funny thing, because we'll try to crack each other up
absolutely
on stage in character. And it'll happen every once in a while. I'll get him, he'll get me. It'll happen, and
people
love it because it's genuine.
And it's more natural, right?
You know?
Yep.
So that's what we do. We try to make it as better and better every time we go. So,
hey, listen, we put on two-hour shows, so we better like what we're doing up there.
Right. Yeah.
Because if we don't, it's going to be a long day.
It's a long night.
And I'm telling you, we are the worst people to sit in the back and wait. We hate it. Can't stand it. We'd rather be out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to wait around because you feel that you hear the crowd.
Yeah.
And you go.
Well, you got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
We're ready to get on stage. We're ready.
So we hate it. And I always tell him, because he'd be like, guys, the show's at 8 o'clock. You guys need to be here at 4:30. I'm like, I'm going to. 4:30? I'm going to.
Sorry for being professional.
Okay. I know, but
because you never know when something could go wrong, and we need.
You're correct.
And
I didn't say
you know
wrong
about sound. You know about sound check.
But why is that my problem? No, I know. No, you're
just being a good
right
tour manager. That's all.
You're
that's
absolutely right. Right. It's just that because how we are sitting around for 3 hours is crazy.
We have there's no butterflies. It's more like I'd get up there at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
don't care.
People always say 200 people, 200,000. Same thing.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
Right, right, right.
Just go out there.
It's the same thing. We cannot wait to jump in and catch the energy off the crowd. We've had crowds, you know, anywhere from 100 people to over 500 people.
Well, no, actually thousands. If you want to.
Oh yeah, Chicago.
Chicago. We had. But the thing is. We did this one show where we had actually moved the venue because the air conditioners didn't work in August. And we moved venue to another venue that held about 100 people. And I said, we're going to do it. Let's
it was
just
a
do
ballroom where
care
people
I
dancing.
It was 50 people. Yep. So they loaded up a little bit more. We did 3 hours that night. There was so much energy
absolutely
from the crowd in that room. We pulled another hour out
was
of our ass for that night, and we loved it.
Oh, that was
they
Yonkers,
were feeding
right
us. They were giving us beers. I mean, it was unbelievable.
That
I mean,
was Yonkers, right?
Yeah, and we didn't. You don't feel any fatigue.
I think
we're
supposed
stage
to be Yonkers, and we went to Briarcliff.
Oh, that's what happened. But the thing is, the crazy thing is, because we do that, we leave it all out there when we're off, and then we do an hour and a half meet and greets. When we get done, we are like zombies. We're like,
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want.
We get done with the meet, even the meet and greet.
One cold beer.
Adrenaline's going at the meet and greet. We love meeting everybody and listening to their stories. I mean, it's such a great. You know, and then we're like, yeah, you know, let's pack everything up. We're ready to go. Let's go. Let's get something to eat or let's go. We're pumped. And then we get in the car and we crash so hard. It's like, let's just get back to hotel.
Yeah. But that's, you know, but that's what we do. We go up there and being on stage, the lights are on you. I mean, we sweat from the minute we're on there to the minute we're, I mean, it's, our you're losing
show,
5 pounds. I mean,
our first show, he was like, he's going to drown. I mean, they had lights beaming down. It was like somebody had a hose on my head.
I mean, things coming off his nose.
The drops. I mean, I was a mess.
They're probably thinking, look how nervous they get. No, we're freaking boiling up here.
They had the lights on so high. It was ridiculous. And we went through, that was over 2.5 hour show. Yeah. And thank God I had a gallon of water that day. I would have been cramped right there sitting on the floor. They would have had to carry me out.
But that's, it's so amazing how... You know, when we're up there and people are feeding into this, we don't want to get off, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And Tony's always like, you guys can't make it this long. People are just sitting there. And they're just sitting there. They want to. We're like, we don't want to leave, you know? So it's a tough thing. Like right now, we wrote our new tour, and we have to make a conscious effort to go, we got to write this as an hour and a half show, because if you let us, we'll wear a 4 hour show.
Yeah.
Usually comedians do 1 hour.
Right.
We do too. Yeah. Plus,
an open act or two.
Yeah, right? We don't. We do the whole show. We have an opening act, and then we do the whole show. It's just me and him.
Yeah.
There's not like the old, you know, the old comedy shows where they have somebody, you know, singing, and then another person.
A donkey comes out. We do
it all for basically 2 hours, and you know we are going to try to. The hardest part is to shorten it.
You have to cut shit. We don't want to cut shit.
We just wrote the second. We wrote the second show in an hour and a half. This is how much material we have.
Yeah.
Okay. The Straight Out of the Basement tour, and it might change because there's some things that we're like, oh, we got to put that in. If we put that in, it's 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna start cutting things out, and it's gonna be tough. But that's the hard part about putting a show together. You want to put a great show, but you don't want to go too long. You want to leave them wanting.
Then you have to hear this guy.
You know,
it's a fine band.
I rent it by the hour. I rent by the hour.
Another $300.
By the hour, we gotta be out of here. Don't take a shit inside because they charged me by the hour. You shit in the toilet in the gas station. They charged me here.
That's right.
So the meet and greet is at the 7-Eleven, a quarter mile down the block.
That's where we're gonna meet. We're gonna meet at the park. It's free. You might get killed, but hey.
Hey,
but you understand these guys run a tab on me, you know?
They run a tab on you?
Oh, yeah.
Is the tab pretty large right now?
Always. Always.
Look at this man. You know he's a rock star. He has sunglasses.
That's
who
right.
does that and gets away with it? But only Tony Napoli.
Wears sunglasses in the toilet.
That's it.
How long have you worked at the Stanley, Z?
Have I been there about 3 years now?
Okay, so that's how long we've known each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen his soulless eyes before?
His what?
His soulless eyes. Have you ever seen his eyes?
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
Does he look weird? Doesn't he look strange?
That's why I think he's like the young Luca Brasi.
He's got those
killer eyes.
Oh, yeah.
No,
somebody looked at me. I'm like, oh, I didn't recognize you. You don't have your sunglasses on.
You're just the other way around, right?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
We want to thank you guys for having us here, man.
Oh, this has been great.
This is fantastic.
I do got to ask a couple more questions.
No, I just wanted to thank you before we forget.
No, this is great. I love this. Please come in anytime. That door is always open for you fellas. In fact, we should do it again before September 20th.
Absolutely.
So we could get a little more promotion in there, and maybe we could
sell out. We'll spend the night out in Utica. Yeah. How's that?
Stay at my house.
We'll rock and roll.
That's right.
Hopefully, actually, we oversell Danielle's, and we have to move it to the Stanley.
That's right.
That would be the plan, actually. But growing up Italian, what's the craziest thing your parents ever beat you with? I ask all the Italian guests.
Well, he has a joke. He does what? But real. Come on. You never. That's not.
Go ahead.
You almost forget about it because it's anything that's close by.
That's close by, right?
If he doesn't have the guria, the belt, it's anything that's close by.
Right. Ashtrays was a.
Ashtray.
My father threw ashtrays a lot.
Oh, I got one.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
go
ahead. No. Ashtrays.
So
dishes.
I called my dad. I was mad one time. And I said, oh, you're stupid. Like that. He picked up a picnic bench and ran with trying to beat me. He came close. A picnic bench. Like the long one.
Yeah.
From one side. and just lifted it up and ran with it. Yeah.
My father really didn't need anything. He would just hit you. I mean, he did. I mean, his. Right. He. My father was always a fighter. I mean, he's always just. That's what he did in Sicily. So he didn't need anything. He didn't need objects. He just, you know, belted you one. So, but the craziest thing, he used to like to, whatever was close to. You know, we had holes. Good thing he was good with carpentry because he had to fill a lot of holes in the wall because he missed us. We're quick, you know. But obviously the spoons your mother hit you with.
Yeah, that's a basic.
The shoes.
Right.
You know.
Slipper, whatever.
A remote control. Whatever's in their hand.
Yeah, yeah, remote control.
Well, like Lou said, whatever's
my younger
closest.
Brother. Yeah. You threw that once my brother
yes,
at me.
His
my
younger
own,
brother, yeah.
A fork. Not me, but my brother. My dad just.
He threw your brother at you?
No, he threw a fork at my brother.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
He threw your brother at you.
He did throw my, you know, because he was playing with him and I did something. And the only thing near him was my brother. So
right.
I had
it's
a
anything
flying.
Anything that's near them.
Yeah, I had a flying brother coming at me.
So you got a hit with your brother.
I got hit with Mike, yeah. Whatever's close to him, so.
Hit you, yeah.
It's softer than an ashtray.
Yeah. True.
While they were still smoking.
Yeah,
but you know what the best thing about touring with these guys is?
What's that?
The food.
Yeah,
that the fans keep bringing.
That's
on
true.
Every
yes.
show. People show
that's
up.
Amazing, right?
With trays.
Sia Palich just did it.
Yeah, right. Last Saturday night, this lady we love her very much.
Sia.
Sia Palich. Her name is Patricia, but we call her Zia.
She's our
Zia. Everybody's Zia, and she showed up with my favorite pistachio. Yeah, you actually. I got some.
I
brought some beer.
She baked for hours and hours.
Pistachio and cranberries, biscotti, pizzals, all kinds, and she does it every time we're in the area. Whether it's Yonkers, White Plains, or Connecticut, she'll show up. Oh, by the way, she'll beat me to death if I don't give her front row seats.
Yeah, we
so
know.
So I
that
make
way.
Sure
yeah, yeah.
she has
she
front
should
row
beat
seats.
You to death.
You know, or about this one. And I know she's watching right now. If somebody has a cough, what would you do? Let's say you're watching them live and Lou has a cough. Somebody sneezes. What would you do?
Say, like, bless you.
Online, right?
If
how about they send cough medicine in the mail?
They send us cough drops, medicine. Wow. Because, you know, we might have sneezed.
That's amazing, though.
Imagine if we farted. What would they send us?
Imodium AD.
So
a butt plug.
But they would.
Some Febreze.
But the,
Febreze.
But yeah, but what we're saying is our fans are family, you know? And that's what they do. They're baking for us. I've never seen so many Italian restaurants in my life, but we're always going to Italian because they want people to come over here. Come over there. And these people are fantastic.
Mama Napoli in Rochester.
Mama Napoli with the arancini. I mean.
Unbelievable.
These guys, right? They're from, just so you know, we have done 11 shows in a year. 11 shows in Rochester.
Wow.
And we sold out 9 out of the 11. The only two we did not because we were in the middle of the afternoon.
Yep.
Okay? The other 9, we sold them out. And we have, like, so many fans over there. It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, we have the Mount Monopoly people.
Right.
They own an arancini place. That's all they do is make arancini, the rice balls, which, by the way, they're fantastic.
Absolutely.
And they became, like, I've known them for a long time, but they became, like, family to them.
Without a doubt.
But, you know, there's so many that... You can mention Yolanda and Lucy and Angel.
All of them. I mean, it's
everybody.
Just like
you know?
Said it's so humbling. Like you said,
you'll never go hungry.
Oh, that's
ever.
For sure.
Right?
I mean,
ever.
And we'll never run out of cough drops.
That's right.
Never get sick.
Never get sick. So
well, and that just shows you the characteristics of Italian people too. Yeah. I mean, well, you said not your whole audience is Italian, but a lot of them are, and you know, they want to give to you, and they want you here. I made this today for you guys.
Exactly.
And, you know, and if you deny it, that's an insult. I mean, you're going to get beat up.
Right.
You ever
lovely...
go to Italian grandmother's house and
you
say you don't want to eat?
Right.
You're going to kick the shit out of you.
We had a lovely lady bring homemade limoncello.
That's right.
Showing Philadelphia.
Yeah, we had the peach flavor and peach. A lemon flavor.
And she got his hammer right before stage.
180 proof.
Yeah.
No, but you know, what I think is they know that these guys are real and you cannot fake it with these people.
It's true.
They know. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have
Italians.
They know
that,
if you're genuine. Yep. If you're not genuine, they'll know right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they see it. They see through all the bullshit.
That's right.
You know, so I think that's why we connect with a lot of our fans. And that's why, yeah, see, right Bro. Now, see, I lost my voice.
You're getting choked up.
Angel right now.
Oh, my gosh. She just
right now, she's just at the post office right now going, holy shit. She's
finding Lou is such a little girl.
Everything. She's finding a nose, throat, and
Love you, Angel.
Where they go? She's going to be sending you a prescription.
But, you know,
just from that.
But no, the Marys and the Yolandas and the Cheryls. And we know.
If we missed your name,
we know
that
the whole tour.
Daniela.
Wherever we go. That's right. Daniela
Kiki.
In Chicago.
We want to talk about Kiki.
Ellen. Ellen Tenuta.
Ellen Tenuta.
Right? This lady, Ellen, we love her to death.
There's an H in her words.
Ellen.
You mind your business.
Helen. That's what Italians do.
Where you're
going to
go.
Hell. Where it's supposed to be.
You know, I mean, these people help us if we need. I mean, we know their families. It's not like we just know them, but we, you know. Or Yolanda and her husband.
We know them so well, we make them work for us.
That's right. They just hang out with us all day.
We don't make them. They just come in. They go, okay. No problem. And we're like, what are you doing? I'll help you out. No.
I do want to do a special shout out. Every Thursday now, we just changed our time. Every Thursday morning, 10 o'clock, we do the Fat Coffee Show, which is our kind of our podcast, our vlog. We've been doing it for about 2.5 years now. So we're at the In Corner Cafe. It's on Thursday mornings, 10 o'clock. And I want to give a huge shout out to our dear friend, Kiki.
She's
our co-host. Kiki has been with us. For about a year.
A little over a year. She's tenacious about getting the word out there.
We want to make sure we thank her because without her, us two idiots would not know how to get through,
Idiots. Idiots.
Right. Three idiots. Why am I saying
that? Keep in mind, there's a Tuesday night show that we have. Yep. Tingy, you know, Tuesdays. Okay. We do 1 hour of improv.
Yep.
It is, he gets to my
house. Straight improv?
Straight improv.
Absolutely.
He gets to my house 10 minutes before we go. we put the thing on. We do the Pasqualino, we do Uncle Louie, and it's all off the top of our head. Yep. 1 hour of improv, and we just let it roll.
Yeah,
we just did our fourth episode of that show.
Now two of them somehow they got deleted from
Facebook.
Yeah,
we don't know why. But we're putting them on YouTube now.
We're putting them on YouTube, so they're.
So I just want to give that shout out. Sometimes
it was
when you get involved in this stuff, you forget things going through your head. We want to make sure we thank the people that really are important to us, our fans, obviously.
Yeah.
Kiki. Who is just, she actually should have been with us this weekend when we did promotion, but she got a little sick. Angel, relax. She's doing okay. No, don't send any medicine through the
911 call.
Don't call 911.
Already there's an ambulance at the house.
But so check us out Thursday mornings, 10 o'clock. It's the Fat Coffee Show with Kiki, Louie, and myself. And then you think you know Tuesdays, obviously, 8 o'clock. We just got done with that.
Yeah.
And then we do our lunch break. We do lunch break between 12 to 1. We try to. So every
every
day we want to just say hello, maybe talk about what's going on that day or that week, whatever. We just like to say hello to everybody. We call it lunch break with Carlo and Lou, or Lou and Carlo, whatever we named it. So it's just a little lunch break. Every day we do that.
Well, what's the Italian word of the day today?
Well, let's.
What's the Italian word of the day today? Don't think.
Meeting of the minds,
right?
Yes.
It happened.
Okay, so here we go. So here's one. Metafetta.
Metafetta.
The word of the day is metafetta.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to use an sentence for you. Okay, take it easy. I'm going to use an sentence for you. Make you understand. Okay. I was to talk to a friend of mine. I say, you know what? I'm going to do it, Carl.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do it. Finally, I'm going to buy a Cadillac.
You love Cadillacs. That's awesome.
I love a Cadillac. Always I love a Cadillac.
That's great. That's great news. Okay. You deserve it, Uncle Louie.
So I was talking to a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he said, you're going to buy a Cadillac? I said, yeah, finally, I'm going to do it. Right. He said, why don't you buy a Chevrolet?
Why would he say that?
I don't know. That's what I say.
You want a Cadillac.
That's it. I see. Say it's a GM. They make the Chevrolet. They make a Cadillac. They make everything. I say, I don't give a shit what they make. Okay? I want a Cadillac. Okay? Matter of fact,
ding, ding, ding,
I'm going to buy two. Okay? One, I'm going to drive around. And the other one, I'm going to stick around your ass. Matter of fact.
The Broken English Standard Word of the Day, metafact.
Metafact.
So there you go, everybody.
You think you know.
You know shit.
That's right.
So we want to, with that, thank you for bringing that up. Our YouTube channel, the Uncle Louie Variety Show YouTube. That is exclusively the channel that we do all the new words of the day.
All the new words of the day are all on YouTube.
So anybody that wants to check out the old words of the day, they're all on there. And all the new ones in the last month or two have been exclusively on YouTube.
3 months.
So please go to the Uncle Louie Variety Show YouTube, subscribe, and that's where you can see all the new words of the day. So that's cool.
My favorite video is growing up Italian. So,
oh yeah,
Lou, when you see,
yeah,
what does that mean to
no
you?
Brains.
No brains.
No brains.
Nothing. What are you
no
stoned on?
What's
the matter?
What are
you
thinking?
Boy?
You got no.
That
yeah.
one is almost at 2 million views, which is pretty amazing.
It's hilarious.
But we want to make sure that everybody who wants to take a look at what we have, go to theunclelouievarietyshow.com. That's where we are. Theunclelouievarietyshow.com.
Easiest way to find us.
You can find us anywhere. You can get to our YouTube, anything right from there. Subscribe to our website. Yeah. Absolutely.
Info at the Uncle Louie Variety Show. Info at the Uncle Louie Variety Show. If you have any kind of questions, any vendor questions, if you're a sponsor, you want to be a spot, whatever you want, you can contact us at info at the Uncle Louie Variety Show.com.
Chicken recipes.
Even if you just
chicken recipes.
Chicken recipes.
So stupid. So we got.
How do you have a job?
So even if you just Google Uncle Louie,
the whole thing will come up.
Mm-hmm. So.
So we do want to thank. We just finished over a year on tour.
Wow. So just over a year.
About a year and a half. No, a year and a half almost.
How? Yeah. Well,
it's going to be after since Australia.
But I'm saying with you, with Tony, it's been a little over a year.
Way too long.
And we've had a great opener. His name is Anthony Prosciutti. We want to thank him for the Fat Coffee tour. He's been with us probably 90% of the tour.
He just turned 19.
Just turned 19, and he's been with us since he was 17. Unbelievable.
Jess Trapasso is asking if we're going on tour again soon. Go to the Uncle Louie Variety Show.com. We have 80 shows and counting.
We'll be close to your
time. And it constantly updates every single week. So make sure you look at the tour.
So we're talking about different countries. We're talking about we have plans for June 2020. We have Australia. We're working on England, possibly New Zealand. About 20 shows in Canada alone.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me know if you need a roadie.
Absolutely.
I always need roadies.
So I want to go to Japan. That would be great.
I want to meet my people.
Guy in Japan. So I want to thank for the year, Louie, and I want to thank Tony, obviously, for making this all happen. Austin Giorgio from The Voice.
He's amazing talent.
Amazing talent. He's been
He'll be here in October.
Cool.
But he's playing the
with
Stanley.
With the Sal Valentino. He's playing the Stanley.
Bring him in.
Probably the Stanley. And
I love that kid, though.
We're not going to stop saying the Stanley until we play the Stanley.
It's
going to
happen.
Right?
I'm making it happen.
You know,
Carl, making it happen.
I know.
I'm definitely going to make it happen.
So we just want to thank. We've had a blast for the last year, and we cannot wait for 2019 and 2020 straight out of the basement tour. We're going to keep this thing going. We're so excited about what's coming.
It's going to be so much fun. We're just ready to grow our family a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. We have one huge Nonna's house, at the Uncle Louie Variety Show.
I love the way you put that.
Everybody that comes to our show has to take their shoes off.
Yeah.
They have to leave them in the lobby.
I do put
leave that shit in the lobby.
Do you put plastic on the
seats? Exactly. Everything is plastic. Shoes in the lobby. Then you can come into the theater.
Hilarious. Before we get out of here, we do got to mention the Bad Boys of Comedy coming up June 8th at the Stanley.
That's right.
That's coming up really soon.
Oh, I've never heard of that place.
Never heard of the place.
It's because we never played there.
Will, though. I mark my words.
And, one of the guys, one of the performers, is going to be Frank Spadone, which the Uncle Louie, we love Frank.
We opened for
Frank Spadone 5 years ago.
Yeah, yes. Hilarious.
Unbelievable.
Very funny guy.
He's
nice
great guy. And we're probably going to have him here with you online.
Yes, do it.
Maybe Skype or whatever, because the show is coming up next week. There's still tickets left, obviously. There's a lot of tickets left. It's a huge place.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to see everybody there next week. And you're going to be giving away some tickets.
Yeah, she gave me a bunch of tickets. So all next week, we're going to have tickets for the Bad Boys of Comedy. So keep it locked here on the D all week next week. And how many guys are on that performance?
Well, we have five, one of the comedians actually got in a very bad car accident, Joseph Anthony.
Oh, he did?
So he won't be here. He can even travel by plane or car. He's still in the hospital. But he will be here next year in a different tour.
Okay. All right, great. And then these guys, September 20th at Danielle's, right here at Valley View, right?
Absolutely.
It's going to be phenomenal. Make sure you go out and get your tickets. And if it does sell out, let's move it to the Stanley.
That's right.
We got a backup plan for you.
We like that.
That's right.
I like how this man's thinking.
We'll make it happen. You definitely have to be playing there.
We mess with Tony, but we'll end up there.
Yeah, for sure.
We love our Utica people.
I do want to thank the Pizza Box for hooking us up with the
Absolutely.
Pizza.
Absolutely. Delicious.
Phenomenal. Pizza Box. Delicious.
I had to take it out of Lou's mouth. He had like five,
I
got to
bring
slices.
A couple of pieces home for my girl. She just said,
you got to
bring a couple pieces
we'll
home.
We'll wrap you up
okay.
for you. Yeah, we'll wrap it up for you for sure. Absolutely. And thank you for bringing the tiramisu. And they brought rum and Coke. And Bowie's in the house, too. I got to thank Bowie.
Bowie, what's up?
I got to thank Bowie
awesome
for helping us out.
I love it.
He's been
Go SU!
He's been killing it for us around here, man. And we're lucky that we got him. That's for damn sure. I also want to thank Nye Volkswagen in Rome. I want to thank EJA Moving Company, Utica Coffee. You guys familiar with Utica Coffee?
We love the coffee.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I know you are. You got to turn them on. Have you had the cannoli coffee yet?
No.
No.
What?
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Can we stop there
really?
Before we go home? Yeah. When do you get? Where do you get that?
At Utica
Everywhere.
Coffee. Yeah.
At Utica Coffee.
Yeah. Us cannoli
well, you can get it. They have it in
we
stores,
here.
Too. Oh,
okay.
What's no.
With you?
You just said
for you guys, water.
What did he say?
Water from the tap.
You know, one day I'll take you on a Utica tour. Never mind this guy.
I know.
I'll take you on a tour.
The funny thing is when we're on tour and we're driving, I look in his coffee guy. I go, so what you got? He goes, I got 8 espresso shots in this. He brings espresso. He
does I got a whole thing of espresso when
thing.
I go on tour.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I
while
do.
He's driving there.
Oh,
wired.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But then when he comes down
yeah,
on it,
it's funny how
horrible.
He drinks all that espresso when I drive.
That's true. How the hell does that work?
He drinks all the espresso and snores.
That's funny.
He's so full of
That's
it.
That's hilarious. I'm surprised you don't bring in your own espresso maker with you on the road.
I know.
Don't
I
give
should.
Him any idea. Oh, no. Jesus.
Isn't that a bad idea?
We're screwed
no.
Now.
I tell
We're
you,
screwed now.
I'm friends with a bunch of tour managers, and it's a thing nowadays that they have
course,
a right. whole. Elaborate espresso system in their road cases.
I think with these guys, I'll be more
get
popular.
You into the Stanley?
Every now and then.
The ones you know?
Yeah, the ones I know. Every
oh,
now
that's
and then.
Interesting.
I got a guy if you need a guy.
That'll be funny. His espresso machine would cost more than his car.
This espresso machine is $25,000.
My car's worth $1,000.
What do you think? You guys want one more song?
Yeah.
We'll take us out of here before we go?
We're going to do a song that we start with, and I know he loves this song, but everybody loves this song. It's talking about food. Talking about food, we're going to do Famenu Sandwich.
Famenu Sandwich, which is my father used to say all the time. I'm sitting on the couch. Hey, I don't want to move. Mi chiamasto mio figlio. I call him a testa dude. He said, Daddy, what's the matter? I do something for you. Go in the refrigerator and I tell you what to do. I said to him, Famenu sandwich, ma famenu sandwich. E mette bulle e me mortadella. Famenu sandwich, ma famenu sandwich. E pure provolone e mozzarella. Ma famenu sandwich, ma famenu sandwich. I know it's nothing's less tonight. So Dalia stupane italiano. Famenu sandwich, make it nice and nice. You know, give me no shit, the sandwich, okay? I go a picnic, c'era tutta family. Hamburger dog, all of this shit I don't want to eat. Mia figlia say, hey, daddy, I do something for you. Go in the refrigerator, I'm gonna tell you what to do. I say to her, ma famenu sandwich, ma famenu sandwich. E mette bulle e mi mortadella. Famenu sandwich, ma famenu sandwich. E pure provolone e mozzarella. Famenu sandwich, ma famenu sandwich. I know it's nothing's least tonight. So taglia sto pane italiano. Famenu sandwich, make it nice and nice. I don't want no shit sandwich, okay? Don't give me no shit.
Who wants a shit sandwich?
I don't want the peanut butter. I don't want a tuna fish. I don't want a bologna, not even to put them on the dish. Pan American. Well, what are you crazy? You gotta have the best if you're gonna make for me. I said to you, famenu sandwich. Famenu sandwich.
E mette bulle e me mortadella.
Ma famenu sandwich, famenu sandwich.
E pure provolone e mozzarella.
Famenu sandwich, ma famenu sandwich. I know it's nothing's least tonight. So taglia sto pane italiano. Famenu sandwich, make it nice and nice. Famino's anguish, you make a nice and nice. Famino's anguish, you make a nice and nice. That's it.
Famino's sandwich. There you go. Thank you.
Ah, finito. Uncle Louie Variety Show, thank you so much for coming
thank
in, man.
Thank you so much, guys.
You can listen to this podcast and previous podcasts at disruptionnetwork.net. You can like us on Facebook, social medias. We're pretty much everywhere. If everybody could do us a favor, please click the share button on Facebook.
Share.
Share it all.
Everybody share.
That's what we do. And we will see you next week. And also, we'll see you on June 8th at the Stanley for the Bad Boys of Comedy.
At the Stanley.
And September 20th at Danielle's in Valley
Absolutely.
View.
That's right.
Louie Variety Show. Get your tickets
now.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Love you guys. Sell out. I guarantee Absolutely. It's going to sell out. Thank you, guys. Much love. See you soon.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
Never you mind what I'm making. You should spend some time taking a personal inventory of what you're doing for the betterment of society.
EC Radio.
Only on the D.
The Baseline is back with all new episodes every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Disruption Network. The complete rundown of news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get caught up with fantasy rankings, predictions, league leaders, standings, and more. Join JP and SPG as they bring you original segments like Three Up, Three Down, The Haps on the Haps, Tip of the Cap, and The Field Report.
Don't find yourself out of the baseline.
Join the Baseline every Sunday night, all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving. Relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at nyvwofrome.com.
Want to know what's going on at the D? Hit up disruptionnetwork.net and check out our events calendar brought to you by The Events Co. Find out about upcoming guests, special events, concerts, show schedules, community activities, and more. Get connected at disruptionnetwork.net.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at disruptionnetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D, disruptionnetwork.net.